it was really tough conditions today with the rain. You know, the core was getting pretty heavy, but the balls especially, they were getting really fluffy and heavy. So it was tough to play against a guy like John on such a slow court. But you know, at the same time, I felt like I played really well. I really used the advantage of the new balls. You know, I really tried to dictate the first couple games when they came out, and yeah, I'm really happy with the win. It's not an easy match against John. He's such an experienced player, and yeah, it was some good tennis out there today.
Dennis, you're getting quite the star treatment here. You got the Langland, you got the main room. What were your thoughts when you saw the schedule?
Yeah, I like it. You know, I feel like the fans really like me out here, so it's always great to be in a place where you have the fans on your side. And yeah, you know, first match on Susan Langland, it's an honor to play on such a great court. And yeah, you know, it's great to be here. First time in the main draw, first time seeded. So it's like I said, every match is a bonus for me. I'm happy to be going out here.
Hey Dennis, you've played it, maybe not at a Grand Slam in the rain before, but you've played in the rain before, and you were getting fairly annoyed about it, I would say, in the first set. Mm-hmm. What did you do to calm yourself down or turn the page on it? Was it when you went inside?
Definitely. You know, I was a little bit surprised they didn't stop it before. Obviously, I mean, it's tough for them. You know, the first couple of days, there's so many matches, and the core was still fine, so they had a point, you know, that we can keep playing on. But honestly, like I said, I tried to use the new balls to kind of help myself reset and take advantage of it. Yeah, but it was tricky out there with these tough conditions. It's a little bit annoying, you know, as the rain gets in your face, you get soaked. And at the same time, I'm playing a guy that's really solid with heavy balls. So it wasn't easy. But yeah, after we came back from the rain delay, there was no more rain, and the balls weren't as heavy. So I felt really good out there. I felt like the third set we played really, really high quality tennis. So it was fun for me.
Your coach was saying that you didn't play your best tennis, but you won in three sets, so that's a good sign. And also, I would like to know, when you were training 5-2 in the first set, what were you thinking? And it seems that you never panic. Martin was saying that a few weeks ago or a few months ago, especially on the surface, you could have say, oh gosh, it's going to be a tough match, but you came back strong.
Yeah, I mean, like it's a 3 out of 5 set, so I knew even if I lose the first set, it's going to be a long match. I'm going to stay there till the last point is played. So I wasn't too concerned. 5-2 down, I knew I had a couple chances before to break, so I knew maybe I would have a chance that game to break him at 5-3, I think. So yeah, I stayed pretty calm, and like I said, it was the first set, and it's a long match, especially on clay. So I wasn't concerned. You know, I felt like in the first set I was still the better player, even though he had broken me. So yeah, I feel like that, and also yeah, maybe my confidence on clay has grown. So my inner belief that I can come back is there with me during the tough moments, and yeah, it's given me a little bit of inner confidence.
Dennis, hi. As someone who took part in the Next Gen last year, what do you think of what RG has done in changing the warm-up and extending time in between points here? And are you all for bringing some of these Next Gen changes to the tour?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's not too crazy of a change to, you know, with the minute clock as soon as you walk on court. Yeah, that's about it, really. I think it's cool to try, you know, new stuff out. Honestly, I kind of forgot today that with the 1 minute rule when you walk on court, you know, the ref reminded me a couple times even after the rain delay. But yeah, it's just something you have to get used to. Really, I don't think it's changed anything that much. But I think it's cool that the ATP is trying to, you know, try to change the game a little bit and play with new stuff. You know, sports have always got to evolve, and yeah, it's always good to see that they're trying things out.
Dennis, if you look back to this time last year and compare your meteoric rise, what have been some of the keys to success for you over the last 12 months to have such an upward trajectory?
Yeah, I think it's just been a lot of hard work. obviously it's tough to expect to climb the way I did. It's been pretty crazy, you know, if even I didn't expect it. But yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to stay focused. Like I always say, I'm just, you know, it doesn't matter the week, doesn't matter the result. I'm always trying to get back on the court and get better. I'm only 19. I have a lot to improve, a lot to learn. So it's going to be a long season for me, you know, a long career. I mean, and, you know, guys like Roger and Rafa, they're improving at, you know, 36, 32. So I'm 19, you know, I have a long way to go to get to where they are or even close to what they have achieved. So I think, you know, it doesn't matter if I'm in a time of success or not. It's just important for me just to keep getting out there, keep getting motivated to improve my game.
You talk about wanting to improve and having areas where you can improve. What is one or two specific way in which you think you can be a better tennis player?
There's so many things I can probably sit here for hours talking to you about what I can improve. You know, things on top of my mind are definitely the return could get more solid. My net play can get a lot better. Definitely my serve percentage can still go up, even though it's a weapon for me. Just things like this, you know, the way I use the momentum switches during the matches. Obviously, that comes with experience, but that's something, you know, me and Marty have also worked on. I still think mentally I could still improve. I still have some lashes here and there where I could be a little bit mentally stronger or, like I said, use the momentum switches better. You know, it's there's a lot of things, and to me, it's kind of positive that, you know, today I am where I am, 25 in the world, and I feel like I have so much room to improve. For me, it's motivating. Like I said, I want to keep getting, keep going forward, keep getting better. It's always something, you know, athletes at the top level kind of want to do.
Yeah. Hi. You talked about Roger and Rafa improving as they get older. Does that take the pressure off you then? Because you say you're only 19, or is that an actual added pressure because you are only 19?
That's an interesting question. I like it. No, I think you know what they've done is something that probably nobody's ever going to see again, or it's going to be a while till you see it. I mean, you know, Rafa at 19, he was winning Grand Slams, and, you know, Roger the same. I mean, guy's got 20 Grand Slams. It's just unheard of. But, yeah, I mean, at their age, they're still improving. They're still getting better. So for me, it's kind of calming in a way. You know, I feel like even if I don't have the results right now, you know, this year, next year, I feel like I have such a long way, so, you know, so much time to improve and to get to where they are right now. So for me, it's you know, there's not much pressure. I'm 19, I'm playing freely every tournament, everything's new for me. So, you know, it's fun for me to go out there, first of all, in the matches and play at tournaments like this on big courts like Susan Langland. But at the same time, it's fun for me to know that I can get better and to actually see myself improving. For me, that's the most satisfying thing.
How much fun do you have playing on clay?
It's been a love and hate relationship with me on clay. You know, obviously, I didn't grow up on the surface. You know, it's been a bit of a struggle for me, especially early on. Last year, I didn't win a match on clay, so, you know, there's that. But I told my team from the beginning of the season, I want to play a lot of clay court tournaments. Doesn't matter the result, you know, lose first round, I'm going to go out there next day and just keep working hard. It's not for this season. It's not for next season. It was really a goal for just to get better. Yeah. Long term, you know, to me, winning the Roland Garros, it's a dream of mine. It's something I've always wanted to do. So, you know, at these early years, I just really want to get better on these courts just to, you know, hopefully potentially a couple years down the road, I could be a contender for this trophy. And that's why, you know, obviously I didn't expect my success to come so early in Madrid, but after Hungary, you know, I had a couple first round exits, but instead of getting down on myself, you know, I just told my team, you know, we're going to work twice as hard. We're going to stay twice as longer and just keep getting better. And yeah, it's been a journey. Let's put it that way. And I've learned to enjoy the journey through the ups and obviously through the downs as well. That's the most important part. So I'm really happy with where I am with the clay right now. I mean, I'm really enjoying it, and I feel like potentially it could definitely become a surface that you know that I prefer or is suitable for my game.
Denis, it's a random question, but what's the state of your French?
My French? It's okay. I mean, je peux parler un peu, but I'm not really comfortable, you know, like, especially in a press room full of journalists where they're going to judge me, you know, but non, mais je peux parler un peu. J'ai étudié le français dans l'école quand j'étais really young, quand j'étais jeune, mais oui, je pratique quand... When you know when I'm ordering stuff and you know off the menu and stuff like this, I try to practice with my team. It's definitely a goal for me to get fluent in French, but it's a process. You know, I'm learning a bit of Italian, a bit of French, you know, a bit of everything.